ABC.
So he lost this guy?
Got the Bigfoot guy on the phone.
Maybe Bigfoot got him.
And now Joe is just looking at the phone.
Bigfoot heard that he was doing interviews.
Oh, just talking to him, just talking to him.
Talked to TC yesterday about going, getting on this.
Why are you sounding like a hillbilly?
Can we play?
He's adapted to
Hey, we talked to you
hey,
yesterday.
Hey, you turn off your mic when we turn it off, Joe. What's up with this guy?
Hold on.
What's this guy's deal?
Hold on. What's going on? Do we have him? Tim.
Yeah.
Joining us now is...
Yeah!
We listened to the audio in the last segment, and we saw the news story on YouTube. And joining us now is the man who actually saw Bigfoot in his own backyard. It is Tim Peeler from North Carolina. Tim, good afternoon.
Hello.
Where are you currently, sir? Are you at home?
Yeah.
At the very site that we saw on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
how has your life changed in the last few weeks, Tim? It seems like your popularity is soaring.
Yeah.
Could you describe the incident for those who haven't seen the news story in North Carolina? Please, for us, describe what happened.
Well, I was couldn't sleep. 3 a.m. in the morning, I was watching the Gospel Channel.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Christian.
Good.
And there were some shows on there I wanted to see. I couldn't sleep. The dogs went to barking real bad, and I walked out on the front porch here. It's the end of my house. I heard some coyotes. They were... We come to find out they were actually taunting this thing. He popped out of the bushes. We measured it. We rubbed his head. It was 9.5 feet.
9.5 feet tall?
Yeah.
Incredible. So...
And, I had 3 female dogs in heat.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them I didn't know, my little puppy, was 8 months old. She came in heat. And he went over to her. And I got a big stick, and I walked over to him. And I told him, I said, get away. Get away from here. Real rough, you know.
You yelled at him like, as if he was a dog.
Get away from here. And he left. He went back in the same hole he came out of.
So he's... Okay. I'm sorry, Tim.
5 minutes later, they started barking again. I went back out there again. This time went out the back door. And there he stood at my little dog. And she... I don't know why he was attracted to her. She has her chain wrapped around his foot. And he got it off, but he just flung my dog around every which way, getting that chain off his foot. So I walked up to him with about a 5-foot stick, and I punched him in the stomach. I said, get away from here. Get away. And he failed. He didn't say a word. Didn't make a groan or nothing. I said, odds are he's going to come back. I come back in the house. I said, I'm calling 911. I call him. I said, can you get me an officer up here? But they pulled in front of his path. I think it deflected him from coming back.
Mm.
And I was wanting them to see him. You know, there's this. Just in case, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Were you afraid?
I was in fear for my little dog's life. And I was in fear for my own life, protecting my little dog. But I didn't kill him because he was too unique. He was too humanoid like. He wasn't an ape, and he wasn't a man. He was a, what I call a wild man. Had hair all over him, had a big gray beard. He was an old one. And, but he was a beautiful creature.
This is Tim Peeler with us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just to reset here, Tim had an experience with what could be Sasquatch up there in the mountains of North Carolina. Is that safe? Do you live in the Blue Ridge Mountains?
The South Mountains.
Okay, very good.
They call me the South Mountain Man around here and on the radio.
Okay. Do you live by yourself, Tim?
Just me and my wife. She was in the bed asleep.
Oh, your wife. Okay. All right. But has she ever seen the Sasquatch?
No.
Okay. You mentioned one thing that I was curious about. Actually, a couple things, but let me just start with this one. You indicated 9.5 feet tall, perhaps, but also you feel like he lived in a hole? Did I get that right? You said he went back into his hole?
No, he went back to the hole in the path.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
The bush.
Into the woods. Okay, very good. And then one thing I didn't get from the news story on YouTube is that you've told us during this phone call that you actually punched him.
Yeah, I did.
Now what? Now I would think if Bigfoot gets punched, he may respond with great anger. I was. Were you ever worried about that? Were you worried that he may not like to be punched?
Well, a little bit.
But he, I guess he cowered to your punch. You must pack a real mean punch there, Tim.
Yeah.
Do you feel that the Bigfoot is peaceful?
I think that they were created by God in their own species, just like an elephant or a deer or a kangaroo or a gorilla.
Uh-huh.
I think they are a species of a humanoid, I would use that word. They're societal, they have families. I seen a 5-footer bow hunting come and eat some of my bait. So I know they raise children, have children. And they're nocturnal, and they're herbivores and carnivores. They'll eat meat and vegetables and roots. I do know that much.
Do you feel they're able to speak?
They have their own language. I'm sure, because this is the 4th encounter I've had.
4? Wow.
I had 3 encounters up in Robbinsville, next to Fontana Dam, up there between there and Nantahala, Snowbird Mountains in the Appalachians, bear hunting, camping out. I was about 3:00 in the morning, about the same time.
Hmm.
He come down the ridge whistling, and I woke my buddy up. He's dead now. He died. And
sorry about that.
But listen at that thing. You could hear him walking, and I heard him grunt at the end of his call. So I walked out on the ridge to where he was coming down and shined him with my light. And I got to see my first one then.
How did he react?
It's been 25 years ago.
Around. Wow.
And I went camping up there in the same spot for 3 years in a row, and he come down every year down the same ridge. Persistent.
Did you ever...
At different times. One time he come down about 5:30. One time he come down about 2:00. And one time he come down about 3:00. And the next time, I was with my other friend up there in Robbinsville, very wilderness area, hunting wild hog and bear hunting. And he witnessed it with me. I said, can you believe that? Do you believe that now?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I believe it now.
Now,
we wouldn't talk about it. We wouldn't talk about it for being shamed, from being laughed at, people making jokes of it.
Right.
I wouldn't talk about it. I tried to a little bit, but
Tim,
back then it wasn't popular.
Tim, how do you feel knowing now that apparently some have moved within a close proximity to where you live?
Well, I know they're there. But this timber cutting and housing development and the South Mountain State Park has become full of tourists, and they're running them out of about a 14,000 acre park. I forget now how many acres they got, maybe 17,000. Anyway, well, I saw that five-footer. I was 30 feet in a tree, and I heard him come across the top of the mountain with his call. I said, oh, no, I know what that is. But it was keener and finer. It really sounded like a night bird, but he comes straight to my bait pile. And he wasn't but about 5 foot tall.
What did his call sound like, Tim?
Well, I can't explain it. I had some callers here and lost them. If you've ever heard a hawk scream, a hawk or falcon.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of it, he would rub his lungs, and that told me there, it ain't no bird.
Yeah.
Two big lungs on him. Takes a big set of lungs to make that growling sound at the end of his call.
So, and this is Tim Peeler with us from North Carolina, who had an encounter, and actually four encounters in his life, with what appears to be Bigfoot, or some level of Sasquatch, or the Sasquatch species, if you will, Tim. So since the encounter in early June, though, it's all been quiet up at the cabin, huh?
Quiet now.
It's quiet now? Well, the other thing we're talking about on today's show is the LeBron James signing. Are you aware of that? You have any thoughts on LeBron James joining the Miami Heat?
What? I can't understand.
Just the big story in the NBA. I was just curious if you followed that at all.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't like basketball?
No, I don't watch it.
You follow sports at all?
No, I watch some baseball. I was a baseball player and football player and up through the ranks in high school, little league, and stuff like that.
Well, what's your favorite baseball team?
Atlanta Braves.
There you go.
Who's your favorite player?
Well, I ain't been watching on none right now.
Okay.
They changed around and so. And,
yeah.
But well, I wouldn't say that because a baseball team is a team, or a football team. I don't pick one out. I'm for the underdog player as much as I am for the one with the reputation.
Right.
I'm not going to give one player a credit because they're a team.
Yeah. You play for the win.
It's wrong to me to single out a player. It's wrong to me to do that because they're a team.
Yeah.
And you don't know what that does to the mentality of a lower-ranking player that might hurt his esteem. I won't do that.
That's a noble stance, Tim. Well, listen, we hope you enjoy your weekend, and we hope all's quiet up there at the cabin, and that if the Bigfoot does reappear, that he's peaceful.
Yeah.
And
how about, have you thought of taking a picture next time you encounter Bigfoot?
Uh-oh. I think we've lost him.
We have lost him.
I believe we've lost Tim Peeler.
Well, I feel like we got pretty much all the information we were going to get out of him, including his thoughts on team sports.
Although that's brilliant, actually. It kind of causes me to think a little different about this whole LeBron situation.
Really?
Perhaps. I mean, it is a team, and I think I'm kind of with Dan Gilbert. I'd rather lose 80 games without someone who didn't want to be a part of the team.
As a team, than win as an individual.
But he roots for the underdog, so... Go Cleveland.
And the guy who knows his playbook.
It is 1:49. Well, good job, Joe. Except if we turn on your mic, leave your mic on.
You don't think he too
you
much cares about...
You are not in charge of your mic.
Today's basketball player.
Man, shocked.
You think he sees Bigfoot on the court sometimes? There he is right there.
Shocked he didn't have thoughts on LeBron.
Did you want to bully him on the Braves roster?
I so enjoyed his LeBron take.
All right, great.
What?
That is awesome. We talked to the guy who saw Bigfoot. I've never talked to a guy who saw Bigfoot. That's 2 degrees of separation from Bigfoot now.
I wonder if he'll play games with us.
All right, let's do some sports next. What do you say?